welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. On the 21st of February, 2024. The Bible reading today is Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 10 to 16. To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed so that they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. But I am full of the wrath of the Lord, and I cannot hold it in. Pour it out on the children in the street, and on the young men gathered together. Both husband and wife will be caught in it, and the old, those weighed down with years. Their houses will be turned over to others, together with their fields and their wives, when I stretch out my hand against those who live in the land, declares the Lord. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their detestable conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. Today's article, titled Which Way? God's Way, was written by Anne Letissier. When I lived in Guernsey, I often got stuck behind the hire cars of tourists, pausing to check directions at junctions. The island's signposts were minimal, so visitors struggled to navigate the complex network of narrow lanes. In fact, this problem became so common that one resident, living by a junction, decided to have some fun. They constructed a four-way signpost. This way, that way, other way, wrong way. Amusing as it was, it reminded me of Jeremiah's stern warning. Ignoring God's directions in favour of the wrong way inevitably has consequences. The Israelites had closed their ears to God's word, which was denouncing their worldly ways. Even leaders ignored the spiritual decay and made false promises of peace. But God spoke through his prophet Jeremiah, urging them to ask for the ancient paths, the good ways of God's word, tried and proved by their ancestors. For if they walked in these, they would find rest for their souls. God longs for us to know wholeness and well-being by choosing to live in yielded response to his life-giving words. Other attractive paths may beckon, but they are destined for heartache or difficulty. Whatever choice we face, we can pause at the crossroads of options and ask God for his word to direct us in his good way. As we walk that path, a clear conscience and his reassuring presence will strengthen our souls. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that your ways are the best directions for me to choose, even when the alternatives may appear more attractive. Please help me discern the guidance in your word that I need for today. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.